Hi everyone, you're welcome once again to the Wale Ukulele podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing. And to those who have subscribed, oh my God, thank you for subscribing. God bless you. It's good to be back on this podcast after a couple of weeks. I was working on a project that I'm trusting God will be out very soon. So I had to shut down a couple of things so that I can focus on the project. But we are here again now. We give God praise. You're welcome on board. We're going to have another wonderful time today. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, especially on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, Player.fm, and Anchor.fm, another podcast channels. I want to especially appreciate those who have been sharing this podcast. I get a lot of feedbacks and testimonies. There are so many people I don't even know that are getting blessed by this podcast just because some other people are sharing it. I want to also encourage you to please share this podcast. You never know who is going to get blessed just by listening to this podcast. Today I'm going to be sharing something really wonderful with you. Please stay tuned. I'll be right back. There is a saying amongst the Yorubas that says, when a child falls down, he looks forward. But when an adult falls down, he looks back. The child looks forward, looking at who will carry him and lift him up, because he is a child. And there is somebody who is responsible for him. He is not yet responsible for himself. That is why majorly what separates or differentiates a child from an adult is responsibility. When a grown-up falls down, he looks back. Why? To find out what made him fall, one, and number two, to ensure that he doesn't fall again as a result of that same thing. When something makes a child fall once, he doesn't bother about it. And the same thing can make him fall again and again and again. He might even get injured if there is nobody to keep him away from it. This is because he's a child. He hasn't reached the age of responsibility. Someone has to be responsible for him. But when a child begins to run from things that can hurt him, we say that the child is getting wiser, right? Yes. And when a child gets to a point where he can be responsible for himself, we call him a grown-up. Now, there are so many people in life who act like children when it comes to mistakes and failures. You wonder why a person will keep making the same mistake over and over and over. And in my meditation, I found out that this is why. They are immature. When they fall, they look forward. They don't look back. If you ever fall, there must be something that made you fall. If you ever fail, there must be a curse. And until you find out what caused that fall or that failure, you are bound to fall again and fail again. And this explains why people also stay long in a particular stage of life. They don't pay attention. They are always very quick to stand up and keep moving instead of waiting to find out what actually went wrong. One of the things I learned from watching war movies is that whenever a particular troop is losing out, when they are being overpowered by their adversary, what they do most of the time is to retreat. When they retreat, they try to find out what went wrong. We also find this in the Bible. There are several examples like that, like in the case of the children of Israel led by Joshua in their fight against the people of Ai. When Joshua found out that they were losing, he retreated and made inquiries, and as a result, he found out why they were being defeated. Afterwards, they were able to fight the battle and win. What makes you matured is that you are able to do reflections, trying to find out what went wrong. After experiencing a failed relationship, you don't just jump on another one. I heard one saying at a particular time that the way to get over a man is to get under another one. You can imagine that kind of irresponsible statement. Only a person that is deficient of wisdom will have that kind of approach to life. How would you say the way to get over a man is to get under another one? So when your heart gets broken or you have a failed relationship with a particular person, the way to come out of or to overcome the heartbreak from that relationship is to now jump into another one. No. Mistakes and failures are supposed to make us wiser each time. And this is why the older people get, the wiser they are expected to become, because they have made much more mistakes than the younger ones. But there is no way you can become wise from your mistakes if you don't learn from them, if you don't look back at what caused your failure, what caused the heartbreak, what caused the fall, what caused the problems that you're having, what caused the difficulty that you now find yourself. The only way that you can become wise is that every time when you experience failures, you can take a step back to reminisce and to think about the things that caused the issues that you are now facing. It is how much you have learned from your mistakes and failures that determines how wise you are. It is really unfortunate so many don't learn from their past mistakes. And you see, life is a teacher who won't let you go on to the next phase if you don't learn its current lesson. Whatever mistake or failure you don't learn from is bound to happen again. After a failed relationship, the next thing is not to start looking for another one. After a failed business, the next thing is not to start looking for another one. After a failed job, the next thing is not to start looking for another one. The first thing to do is to reflect, find out why that one failed first. This will set you up for success in the next endeavor. This is not a popular kind of teaching or a popular kind of thinking. People are always very quick to say, rise up and keep moving. When something knocks you down, rise up and keep moving. While this is true, I also don't believe that anyone should sit and keep feeling sorry for themselves. That's not what I'm saying. My advice is that so that your next adventure will not end up in failure just like the other one, make sure you take your time to reflect on what caused the failure. What was the mistake? What are the factors responsible for the bad outcome that you had? This is the only way you will keep moving forward and getting wiser. So many people, the reason why they will keep, you know, going around in circles is because of this particular thing that I'm talking about. For you to move forward in life, sometimes you need to look back. You need to look back so that you can move forward. You need to look back. Look at what caused the issues that you are now having. When Jesus was speaking to the church in Ephesus, Jesus said to them, after telling them all of the things that they've done wrong, he told them in verse 5, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5, he said, "Remember, therefore, from where thou hast fallen." Remember where you fell from. Remember how it was. Remember what happened. Remember from whence thou hast fallen. so that you can be able to make amends. Because if you don't think about or try to find out what caused the failure of a particular thing that you are doing, how are you able to prevent it from happening again? Because if you don't learn from what caused you failure in the past, you will not be able to avoid it in your new adventure. So if you don't learn from your past failures, you are bound to repeat them. The only way you can get wiser is to learn from the mistakes that you have made in the past. And what actually makes a person foolish is that they don't learn from the things, from the mistakes that they have made. That's what makes people foolish. You just wonder, you look at some people. I know if you're listening to this now, if you're an adult and you have friends, you most likely must have met one or two people that are like that. That the same thing that cost them a great deal of setback at a particular time is the same thing that they are doing again, and they're expecting a different result. Like the saying goes, the beginning of malady is to keep doing a certain thing the same way and expect a different result. If you keep doing something in a certain way, you will keep having the same result. So the secret to having a different result is to have a different approach. You must have a different approach. I don't know who this word is for today, but you need to take time to reflect. You need to retreat. Retreat. Think about it. Think about how you started. Think about where you got to and things began to go south. And then think about how to prevent such thing, you know, from happening again in your life. Quit being a child. Grow up. Learn from your mistakes. Find out what caused your failure and never repeat them again. This is how you become an adult. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that you've been blessed by this episode. Quit being a child. Learn from everything, at every phase of life. Life is teaching us a lesson. Make sure that you learn the lessons so that you don't repeat the class. And I trust the Lord to bless you. I want to encourage you to support this podcast. Your support will go a long way in encouraging us and taking us to the next level of this podcast so that we can be able to do more on this podcast. If you want to support, how you can support is on the description of this podcast. Please do well to share this podcast with your friends and family so that they can also be blessed. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me via my email address, olawalemick@gmail.com, olawalemick@gmail.com. Follow me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at Wale Okilola. Until I come your way again next time, thank you. God bless you.